Coffee and Cream in the Morning on Hail Varsity Radio, powered by Currency. Damon Benning, Andrew Rogers. We had a great conversation with Michigan Lance during the last segment, so we always appreciate his call.
A lot of opinions on Twitter.
Opinions, but good points from both sides.
Yeah, and Husker follower says.
Go ahead.
I could see something like, hey, you're good, we want you. We don't know exactly how you'll fit in yet. I think we could develop you to succeed at multiple positions, but we will put you in the best position to use your talents to help the team and yourself. Like, that could work.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, right? And I think the whole key to good quality recruiting is understanding who you're talking to. Like, for some kids, you and I were just talking off air, right? One of the things that sticks in Drew Down's Andrew's craw is, my personality is, I would want to know, hey, how do you envision this? Some other people may just enjoy the process. Hey, school X was here to see me. Whew, right? So you have to be very cognizant of that.
Of who you're talking to.
Of who you're talking
right.
to. But at the end of the day, I tweeted this out the other day. I said, recruit the type of players that enjoy the competition and playing more than being recruited. And that's two-sided. It's for the prospective student athlete, and it's also for the university, because it just will alleviate a lot of headache. You know, why did I like Northwest Missouri State? Well, full disclosure, I'm a little biased, right? Like, I'm a Boswick family guy. I know what that school is meant for kids in the area. They win a lot. They've come to high schools that I've coached at just to provide insight. We've gleaned a lot of things from them in terms of how to play defense, how to tackle, like what their philosophy is.
You can learn a lot on the basketball court too.
Hey, listen, let me tell you how good they were. When they're talking to our head coach the other day, you talk about knowing who you are. I'm listening. I'm just listening. I'm reading the paper in my head coach's office, right? Kind of paying attention because I know him, but I'm not trying to steal that thunder either. I'm not trying to go back and, you know, Zach Martin is there coaching, Coach Martin's son, who I coached and coached with. They've had a ton of guys. So I'm a little biased, right? Just because whatever. Northwest Missouri State was the first school to call about Xavier Betts 5 months ago, right? So they know what they're doing. Now, having said that, I'm listening to him talk to Coach Simonji, and he says, listen, Coach, he said, it's a little early for us, right, on 2024s. But we want to know right where we're at and get a good look so I can get eyeballs on these kids. He made the concession, even as a program that wins national championships and multiple games, he understands full well where they may be in the grand scheme of things, right? Because it takes a certain amount of conviction and security to come in after, you know, Virginia or Northwestern or whatever and say, hey, we're Northwest Missouri State. But he didn't back down at all in terms of what the program means. Because as he's talking to some of the guys, it's like, hey, listen, we develop our guys. We win a lot of games, right? We're highly successful at what we do. And I was like, you know what? I'm just sitting back, and I can appreciate, number one, knowing right who they are. Hey, I know such and such school just left. Don't care. What I want to do is I'm telling you right where we're at and what we want. And had one of the better conversations of anybody that was in that building. So sometimes authenticity and being honest will take you a really, really long way in the recruiting game, because at least you know right where you're at. And I think that's one of the things that I was thinking about when I'm listening to some of these other schools. And they're like, hey, listen, not sure. But this is where we're at. I want to make contact to let you know you're on the radar and X, Y, and Z. I can appreciate it too. I had another coach that's left the state school, that's at another school, that's like, hey, man, just letting you know, we're going to be on your butt. So just be prepared. I can appreciate that too. I don't know anything about your school. And he doesn't either. But I can appreciate that, right? It's just like, you know, you listen to me talk.
You can appreciate it, but do you take it seriously?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I trust him.
Because those are two different things.
Because I trust him. I trust him.
But say you didn't. Say you didn't know him. Say it's coach comes up and says, like, hey, you know, we like you.
That's a good question.
We'll put you in the best position to succeed, like Husker follower had said.
It doesn't.
But do you take that seriously because it's just like a, hey, handshake, move on?
Does this make sense? I don't. It's not a. It's not about me.
Sure. It's about the recruit,
so
the individual.
I'm just listening.
But put yourself 20 years ago.
I know.
25 years ago. How old? 48?
Yeah, but you know what's dangerous for me? To interject myself in the current process.
Right.
And with revisionist history. Is very, very hard. It's a very, very fine line, which is why you listened to me talk to another Metro coach the other day for 40 minutes. I called him right after the show, right? Mm-hmm. And we're talking, and you're waiting on me, and we're talking, and I'm listening to him and gleaning some ideas. And it's nothing that I wouldn't do with other coaches in the Metro.
Right.
Just because for me, as I'm listening, there's the coach aspect, and then there's the parent aspect, which I think is fascinating, but all the while where I'm watching, I think it makes me much better at my job when I'm talking about colleges and assessing programs because I get to pit what I'm not. Listen, it'd be disingenuous for me to sit here and say, I have no idea how Kansas State wins. I have no idea why Iowa wins. I have no idea why Minnesota wins. I have a very
good idea
of why right. they win because I'm watching.
Right.
I know how important culture is to some schools. Right? Coach Haycock, Matt Campbell. I know why, and say what you want about the pushback on Matt Campbell sometimes for me is laughable, but I know why. That he's been able to sustain that program, I watch him,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, I'm paying very close attention. Do you know why I believe? I don't know if it equates to wins, but do you know why I believe in Coach Rhule? You know why? Yeah, I talk to him mm-hmm. all the time. It's
because he knows what he wants to do. He knows what players will fit his program.
He's a fit guy,
right?
He knows based on where I've been. How I like to coach, what my staff is about, this player works for me. He's not out here casting this wide net and shaking the colander and seeing what's left.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, he's not just reaching for five-star guys and that's it.
Listen, I just talked to a guy. We're going back and forth on text. Guy I respect a lot. He's in education. He's got some kids that are pretty good. I saw his youngest son at the Prep West Side game the other night. And he's a diehard fan of another Big Ten team. Doesn't even like Nebraska. He puts the school that he cheers for, he's got the rock in his yard. He's got the porch swing. He's that dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, I'm really starting to come around on Nebraska. Seems like they're all in, authentic. What's the word that he used? He just sent it to me. They seem to be attentive and willing to lock down the state. He doesn't even like Nebraska, right?
But you can witness it.
Yeah, one of his very good friends, our mutual friend, his kid went to his school,
right?
Right. So it's like some things. It just is what it is, and I think it would be a lot easier for the fan base to kind of understand. That it's complicated. Like, you want all these kids to stay in state, and there's a good group, man. Look at 24s and 25s. I mean, fudge.
Nebraska has it going.
It's some fellas, right? And I just told you, I just named the four schools that are at Bellevue West. Look who's going to Ainsworth. I mean, Michigan, Penn State.
Everybody.
Everybody, right?
And, you know, you almost wonder, too, because of how Matt Rhule's inserting himself in the area. Like, he's rebuilding the pipeline in Texas, and he's inserting himself in everybody else's territory. That you almost wonder if there's a little jealousy or resentment from other coaches, like, hey, I got to do the same thing to him because he's doing it to me. but they're playing catch up. Everybody's playing catch up with Matt Rhule. That's what I've been noticing over the past few weeks.
If I'm listening to Clark Lee, right, and he comes in from Vandy, it was later in the day, and people have a certain vantage point of where you are in the SEC, he doesn't believe one word of that. Not one word. And the way that he talks and his conviction and belief and being able to cast a vision, see, that's that kind of stuff matters. If I'm another school, I won't say them out loud, and let's say you come, school's out early, right? You kind of mistimed it. You said you were going to be here at this time. You think you have more time. School's out early on Wednesdays. You wait through a basketball practice. You watch the workouts. You wait and meet after. Like, that's going to resonate. What am I supposed to do about that? You know what I mean? It's like, you know, now let's not, full disclosure, I did tell, right? I did call, and I'm like, hey, this happened, right? Like, I can't help it.
It is crazy.
I can't help it, right?
It is crazy, though, having, like, an inside source, but at the same time, seeing a coach – And how long is practice? 2 hours?
Oh, yeah. And if hoops with Coach Simons, who's right, super diligent with
maybe
that
maybe 2.5 hours?
It's longer than that.
Right. Yeah. So it takes some dedication to stick around to talk to certain players.
That's why – and these coaches – that's why I like Coach Rhule's tweet when he said enough's enough. These coaches are coming in here just too confident.
Hey, we're going to play dog-eat-dog after we talk to Alex Baugh next.